Okay. Start with Akdama. The art scroll says that this is one of the most difficult sugis in Lida. So, whatever. Anyway, we'll try to make a seder. Big time to say grace of Hadushim here. Hopefully to make a seder, though we'll spend a good amount of time, a week and a half, getting to the lumnus of the sugis, whatever. Also, though we'll hopefully have time to see most of the, some of the halachal and isis shaboy. We'll try to pull things together and hope that we'll come away with at least a klarkeit in the sugi. More or less a klarkeit in the sugi. The ikkar nidin that's negeas halachal maisa, I think, would be the standard case, the most common case Rav would get asked, is a lady during Shiva Nakia makes a bedika, finds dam, and for whatever reason there's a mokum to be chayshish that maybe it's dam maka. Can you be told bizmanaza under normal circumstances in dam maka? What are going to be the nidonim here exactly? So l'chayru, what's most nege is if the maka is vade, you do a shemaitzi dam, so then it's posh, almost posh, that's not the poly you can be told. The problem is that's not always the case. Often the case is it's not yodua shemaitzi dam by itself. So what can we do to be matter, to be mavarer, if it's maitzi dam? What can we use Allah Lamais to try to be matter lady? And is there only a mitzvah sending her to a nurse, or are there at least times you can get out of sending her to a nurse? Or what's in a place where there is no nurse? So let's try to see what the... Start from Avonis Advarim and try to go from there to Allah Lamais. Everyone saw, spent time on the Shittas and the Rishainim and the Pesiyasif and the Chabar, Ramah, Shach, Taz. Lamaisa, Pashtus, as I think comes out, is according to many, if not most, I think most Acharonim learn, the Pashtus, the Machabar, is passing like the Rashba, the way that Advaz explains the Rashba. And I think that's Pashtus with Shittas and Machabar. Is that we're totally in the Makkah, even if we don't know that the Makkah is Moitzia Dam. A vada that has to be possible for the maka to bleed. If it's impossible for the maka to bleed, it's pasha, you can't be tail in it. But it doesn't have to really have any idea that it's davka moitzia dam. With the amim, akshav, whatever exactly moitzia dam means. Pasha is actually just a machaber.
It's a clear roiv in numbers?
What's a clear roiv?
The amount of achar and what
that might? Yeah? Yeah, achar. I don't have the list on me, but... I have Avnei Shem, but a whole list. Do you want names, or...?
No.
Okay. Especially once we have the Bina Sodom who discovered the Radvaz, so I think that makes it even stronger. But, and I think Stimus Lashon B'Siyas is much for the Shulchan Aruch is much for that one.
Even
Ein Lo Vesis, even B'Shas Vesis. L'chayra, the B'Siyas is the Mechaber is passing the Rajba, all the Pratim of the Rajba, that it's even in a Yadur Shemaitzi Adam, even in Lo Vesis, even B'Shas Vesis. I know that Shaul pointed out that Ravadi doesn't pass him that way, but I think that if we're taking on that the Mechaber is passing in the Rajbo, and we know, and Be'ikr from the Mechaber, it's Stimus L'Shayim. He's not Mechalik between Moitzi Adam, that Moitzi Adam. He's not Mechalik between Yesh Lo Vesis, Ein Lo Vesis. He's not Mechalik between B'Shas Vesis, Ein B'Shas Vesis. So why Nemon that he's passing in one Nekuda from the Rajbo, not the other two? Okay, he's not, but he's also not, but the Rajbo we know wasn't Mechalik. So if Stimus L'Sheni was saying the Mechab was passing in the Rajbo, why is he passing part of the Rajbo? The Rajbo was Matar also from Shiva Nakiya. So if the Bezeis is passing in the Rajbo, where do we see in his words, whether the words of Bezeis or the words of Shulchan Aruch, that he's only taking part of what the Rajbo said and not the rest of what the Rajbo said? So whatever it is, I think that's what it seems to me is Pashto's Pshat in the Mechab.
Why
should
it
be Mechalim Zayin Kim involved in Mechalim Zayin?
If
it's not Mechalim Zayin,
what's
your time? This is the Sugi of Tliya L'Makkah. There is no other Sugi. There is no other Shulchan Aruch Tliya L'Makkah. B'Siyasa, he brought the Rajbah. He brought that in the Kudu Rajbah also. Actually, more than that, the B'Siyasa didn't even bring anyone who's Chaluk on the Rajbah. Hold on, even though there are at least not Chaluk.
There's not the Rambam like that, no?
Yeah. What's the Rambam? Malchus Sisun. Fine. Then the other next lecharis of the Ramah, who pashtos the Ramah is paskening, the ikar din is like the sefer chumah. The beetsim you need a maka yodur shemaitzi dam. However, the Ramah is willing to even if the maka is not yodur shemaitzi dam, but if there's other tzirufim, so then you can also be mekum. Whether he's getting that within Das HaMartcha lane, or he's being that Tziruf of the Rajba with the Martcha, but that's the Chayim Ramos coming from Pashtus. Okay. Pashtus, but I think most of us, the Ramos is making a Pshara between the Sefer Trum and the Rajba. That once you have a Makkah, whether it's a Sakseka, whether it's Yeshla Vesas Kavur, Shalei B'Shaz Vesta, but if we have other, out of the Martcha, if we have other Tzidon and Mahakil, then you can make a Tzir for the Rashba. Fine. Then, what's that? That was Tzif Hei, Tzif Vav, also Patan, Pachas Yei. So what's Pshat and Tzif Zayin? So Tzif Zayin gets a little more complicated. So there's L'chayr, there's three different ways of understanding Tzif Zayin, L'chayr. The most extreme way of learning it, I don't remember who says it, but I think there are Achrayim who learn that way, is that we're talking about that before she made this bedika and always found down in the same place, we didn't know she had any makkah at all. Once she does make this bedika and find down, now we're going to call it a makkah that's Yidua Shemotzi Dam. That's the Lachartim. I don't think that's the only one of Shah in the Machaber, but I think there are Achrayim who learn that way. No?
We have to learn that way, they don't spell it out.
Who's Muchach didn't learn that way?
Let's
try the back. Okay, but I think the two more standard. I think the two more standard pshatim of Zayin are either we're talking about she didn't have a makkah mavurer, we didn't know she had a makkah. After this, Bedika tells me now she has a makkah. But the makkah now is not Yadur Shemay Tzidam. Now she's a makkah she'ina Yadur Shemay Tzidam. So the Mechaber and Zayin could, the way I explain it, would be L'shitasa, right? Like the Rav, you don't need a Makkah Shiyadur Shemay Tzidam. Why doesn't the Ramah come into Nasig on the Rav and Zayin is the Kasha they ask? I guess the Aruch HaShulchan is mashma that way, but Pasha, I think, is that it's Otto Kiruchel. The Mechaber already told, the Ramah already told me in Sefei, that a Makkah Eini Yadur Shemay Tzidam needs also a Vesas Kavur, some other Tziruf, so he didn't have to repeat himself in Zayin.
So it's not
moving,
but anyone held the first way, put it on
the second way. There's That's I would say it's part of it, or whatever, or you could say maybe the Ramah understood that the Mechaber was learning the first leg, or whatever, fine. But and another way of learning is that we're talking about we knew she had a Makkah, we didn't know it was Moitzi Dam.
It's better to find a Dam then, it's designed according to Mechaber, the Rosh probably, you're eating a Makkah to
Moitzi Dam. Right, but it depends what Moitzi Dam means. I don't know that it's going to be Moitzi Dam enough to be called Yadur Shemoitzi Dam. I know the mikra this time it was Maitzi. You're right. It must be this time it was Maitzi down when you touched it. These three times or whatever it is.
Well, why does the Mechaber need to point that out? That you found down?
But how else do you know Zamak? What's the beer that there's a Makkah? But you could have a Makkah that sometimes bleeds and still Mugdar is a Makkah. She'ena Yadur Shemaitzi down. Especially if you learn Eina Yadur Shemaitzi down and Yadur Shemaitzi down Achshav. And it's not going to go so much into what the Hagzah exactly Maitzi Adam is. But something, if Lamashal Yudu, the Negev Yehuda, the Pesach Yeshua brings down, says if your Dafka B'chayzik and Dam comes out, that's called Eini Yadur Shemaitzi Dam. But at least it tells me there's Epis Makkah there. So that could be how they would understand Siv Zayin. It tells me there's a Makkah, but it doesn't tell me it's Yudu Dam, because maybe you push too hard. Or
only when you touch it, Dam comes out. Maybe right. The Dam doesn't come out of it. But at least now I know there's a Makkah.
Right, so I know there's a Makkah. That's the second way, Kili. The third way is, we're talking about we already know there's a Makkah. Whatever, she said her in Makkah Yeshli. We didn't know it was Moitzi Adam. Now that we always find the Dam punked in that one place where the Makkah we already knew is, that's enough to pick it up as one level and say now it's a Makkah Yadur Shemaitzi Adam.
And that we don't need the Mechaber.
If that's the case,
yeah.
Also in the Mechaber, the question of why, if that's what the Mechaber means, what do I need it for? Right. But in the Ramah, the Ramah would have understood that way, so then it would explain why it wasn't us.
Why he wasn't
there. L'maisa, l'fiyani is daiti, I can't say I saw anyone speak it out, mafurish, but I think that is yoytzi midivrei, most of the tshuva sachrayim. I think that is both things are true. I don't know what the Mechaber meant in Siv Zayin, but I think both halachas are true. I think it's true that a lady who did not have a makkah yadur, we didn't know she had any makkah, and she always finds them in one place, it's a beer that there is epis makkah there. If she had a makkah and she always finds the dam punkt in that place, that'll pick it up to be called a makkah yadur shemaitzi dam. I think that's yetzim mitshuva sacharinim. Is the lemais? It's not a skewer. Both halachas can be true. I don't know which one the Mechaber meant in Siv Zayin, but both halachas are true.
The first halacha.
Yeah.
The way you know that she has a makkah, you also know she has dam.
But again, that it's not going to be enough to be called a makashi or doer shemaitzi dam.
Okay, so in this second case also, the second shot also.
But what if there's already makamugres, it picks it up on my bed.
Sure, it has the kashi. Why did she make a bedika twice? One time she made a bedika, now she knows she has a maka. An hour later she says, okay, I don't have a maka, we make a bedika another time. Now maka you do shemaitzi dam. She made it twice, now you keep taking up a step.
No, because it has to, because it only picks up a step if the makam is already it was yadua
me'atzma.
Not yadua. Not all the data is biru. This biru is an umdenalizer. If anything, it's mavur, the grismation, other chubas achra, who else speaks it out? Nation, maybe, Masham, speaks out that it's, be'atzma is, the second mala is a bigger chedesh than the third one. To create a makam that we didn't know exists at all, duch this umdena, they're saying you can't believe a right from a guy. A Goyish doctor who says about the Oymed Hadass that she has a Maka, that we're not going to believe. If we knew she had a Maka and the Goyish doctor says about the Oymed Hadass that it's Moitzi Dam, that's already easier to believe. Because there's already what to work with. There's already what to work with. It's just, we know there's a Maka. We even know that Dam does occasionally come out of the Maka, so we'll believe him to be Magdur Zamaki Yadush and Moitzi Dam. So that's Kilu is a Koshekin, even. If you're going to believe it to say that to create a Makkah, Koshekin, you're going to believe it to say the Makkah is Yadur Shemait Zidah.
Seems to be that. The second level is saying that, in fact, finding the Dabbish means it's called Makkah is Zidah.
The third step, the third one. Yeah?
You only know it because of the.
I knew there was a Makkah already.
Yeah.
Right.
How do you know it's Shemait Zidah?
How do I know it's Shemait Zidah? Because I always find the Dabbish there.
So you see, you say, whatever you find
always
done over there, it's called
Mitzvah. I hear, I don't know how it works, but the Akharim don't seem to make that jump. No one seems to make that jump from not knowing the Mitzvah.
No, I'm asking,
but
I'm saying these two
can't
go together.
You're saying that...
So one dollar, either it can bring you up to, I know this Mark, or it can bring you to a Mark, you do it, it's
down. Mitzvah, though, it seems that the Akharim take both ways. It seems Akhar that it's used both ways.
I have a limit to say that if you believe him to say that there is a Maka.
Of course, I believe him to say that the Maka that's there is Mitzvah.
There's just a couple of former else percentage of chance that it's Mitzvah. But it's a shame they're using to be Mitzvah, you're going to use it to retire.
True. But for whatever. They don't explain it. Neither of Moshe nor the Marsham explain why.
Moshe explains why.
Explains why, what?
He says because it's like more dark. But, It's not a chiddush.
The first way is make the yesh me'ay. If you mechadish there's a makkah, that's
a
bigger...
That's a hard one to say, but he says...
And it's not that different. Ramayu said, once we know there's a makkah, it's not such a big step to say it's moitzidah. So I can't write makkahs or anyway moitzidah. But to say that there's a Mach when we had no idea Mach existed before, that's a bigger chiddush. Fine.
Just so like he's coming from practicality, but I'm saying in like halacha, we're using it for much more.
Yeah, no,
because you're using it to the tire as opposed to just.
And ochrami lahalacha it's a bigger nafkamina. But let's see, I think Masham and Rigus Meir should understand in dargo how stark of a raya I need less stark of a raya. So the main reason the Shach seemed to be machmer k'neged Ramah was because he wasn't mekabel that there was such a shitas arash, but to be mitzaref who's going to be so makel as to say you can be tailor a makash eini yadur shemaitzi dam. And the emes is the Zacharyah would say that it's the Miltzdokas says he doesn't believe there's anyone in the world who could possibly say you're tailor a makash eini yadur shemaitzi dam. Because he says, we know that Moshul Chachamim, that there's the Cheder, the Prezder, and there's an Aliyah, there's a wool that goes from the Aliyah to the Prezder. So, any dam that's in the Prezder has two places it could have come from. It could have come from the Makar, it could have come from down from the Aliyah, through the wool. Now, the Aliyah doesn't give off as much dam as the Makar, so Rav Dam or Zichah from the Makar, but there's Ki'ilu Amakah She'ina Yadur Shemaitzi Dam in the Aliyah. Aliyah is a place that it does sometimes give off dam. So it should at least have a dim like a makkah she'ina yadur shemaitzi dam. And afilu ha'ocha we say kol dam ha'nimtza b'proizdor is b'chezkes tamei and is chayv carbon and then...
Sarkashka, that's really what the Taz explains. When the makkah is in the mokra, it's a reyes in the roif. It's not a reyes in the roif. It's a mute klapi in the roif. When there's a makkah in the mokra, it's a reyes in the roif.
So if there's a makkah in the proizdor. This is like a Mach in the Prozor.
It's not a Mach in the Prozor,
it's a Mach. So it's a Mach that leads into the Prozor.
It has to be a Mach with one inside the... If it's a Mach with inside the Makor...
Clever, we're talking when there's a Mach in the Makor, not necessarily a Mach in the...
But who identifies if there's a Mach in the Prozor, we're told. If you know the Mach, if we don't know that the Dam came from the Makor, yeah. And that's the case of Halacha. Halacha is the Mach is not a Zer.
Because the
Rashba
didn't
want to
talk about that case. The Rashba talked about the case of the Mach in the Makor.
Okay, but everyone understood there's not going to be enough for Nina. The only thing is going to be issues married, Dam came out of the Makor, so then for sure you can't be telling the Mach in the Stub. But the Etzin is no difference. If I care, if any, in the back had to come tell me a Chiddush, the Chamtzit tells me a Chiddush, that we're even telling the Mach, even if it's in the Makor Atzma. Even we know the Dam came from the Makor Atzma, but if that's in the Mach, we could still be telling the Mach. It's a bigger chiddush to be telling the Makkah that's in the Makkah. There's a Zaytiga problem. If we know this Makkah is only in the praise there, and we know the Dam came from the Makkah, so then obviously you can't be telling the Makkah. But out chiddush Shabbat, it's a bigger chiddush to be telling the Makkah that's in the Rashi.
So what's the Stavis saying?
He's saying that he doesn't believe that such a sheet is a Rashi. He's basically saying like the Shach. The Rashi can't be saying you're telling a Makkah and you do a Shabbat Zidah. That can't be what the Rashi means.
Why?
Because
it's... Yabla Aliyah, I'm also a Makkah. That's
what they think. Okay. The Miltzoker comes and says, "Man, the Rashi is Miraf Sinegri," and it doesn't say he doesn't believe that there's an other Machad Ba'olam who said such a thing. You can tell the Machad Shemini Yidur Shemaitzi Dam. And the Ma'isa Pashtus is that the Rashi was a Shtikla Das Yochai. I mean, no one was brought down who agrees with the Rashi. I know that certain Acharnim bring the Ritva in the Miris, but the Ritva, as Shal pointed out, Ritvan, he's prokum, it says, Ad Kam Pirish Ritvan, Kam Melech, they were matzik from the Rashba. So it's just Chedush and Rashba comes the second time. It's not the Ritvan. And the Meiri, that the Avnei Shayim was coming from Tarz Abayis, quotes, what did Meiri bring? He brings Shitzi, he brings the Rashba, he brings the Sefer Chum, he's not Machriya. So there is no Meiri in the Ritvan who passed them like the Rashba. So Chari, the Rashba is Das Yachin. Not Das, say it. So it's a big hint, but the Revitzko Chonim, both in Be'er Yitzchak and in Ein Yitzchak, comes to prove that don't say that the Rashba is a Das Yachid. Hagam with an Ar Sugya, there is no one who says like the Rashba, but he's going to bring Hechreichim from all over Hilchas Nida. There's a lot of other Rishonim who learn like the Rashba. Not that he's going to pass from the Rashba, but he's at least going to say that's enough. That then the Ramah could be making a pshara between the Mark and the Rashba. He's really coming against the Shach to be semuch on the Ramah, not to pass the Mark and the Chama. What does he bring? Al Regel Achas. Just first, I don't remember which names match up which sugyas, but he brings Rabbi Chananel, Ramban, Rosh, Tur, and Ritzin Ksubas. Three different sugyas. Number one is like this: the Halacha is that Dam Besulim by that with. Aboilas Abbasula, so if she's a Ketana, so the first four nights that they're together, we're telling all the Dam and Dam Basula, we're not Chayshit for Dam Nidus. Talking about Ketana, Shaloyi Giyaz Manaliris, and Veloy Ros. We're telling Ketana is Achatech Yamak. Achatech Yamak, we're telling all the Dam is Dam Basula, not Dam Nidus. If she was a little older, she was a Naira. So we're telling the first four times that they're together, we say is Dam Basula. After that, we're Chayshit already for Dam Nidus. If she's already a boy geras, she's a giyazman of lirais, but she's never seen the period yet. So the dam from Leil Rishon, from Leil Chasna, that we're telling in Dam Besulim. But after we're chayshev Dam Nidus. Now there's two ways to explain why we're telling by boy geras. Either because it's not so likely she's never seen yet, so we're not. It's less reason to be chayshev Dam Nidus. However, this is where Rabbeinu Chananel learns, it's because rave boy geras don't have Dam Besulim. That's why we'll only give her one night. Because Rav Baigers don't have Dam Besulim. So Yitzchok Chanan says, wait a minute, if Rav Baigers don't have any Dam Besulim at all, so how can you be titled an even Leil Rishon? It's at best like a makash any yidur shemaitzi dam. That's going to only be if you learn that I feel that any yidur shemaitzi dam means we don't even know that it's yichayu laitzi dam. We don't even know sheyesham dam. What's the makah? The besulim itself. By the b'shas b'yis mitzvah, the besulim get ripped and then the dam that comes out is bad to that makah. Right, bugger is on the besulim. But there's a suffix. There might be besulim. She might be from the 40% of besulis who have besulim and will see that makah. So it's like a suffix makah. It's like a makah she'ina yedua. Suffix makah. That's what you're saying. It's like a makah. We don't even know that there's down there. It's a suffix.
So, of course,
any Rishon over there who says that we're boys of the Bible is nice and the Rishon because Rabbi Bible is Einlem Sulam, Kol Shekin, the Kol Shekin would be titled here in a Makash and Yidush and Mitzidah. What? It's so beautiful we get to the Sikh Dam Yisulim. But L'chobos, they zikr don't hold that you need a makashi yadur shemaitzi dam. They zikr don't hold you need that. How do you even fit it in the rag? It's not even much of the rag would be make over there.
But it's
not about by letters, it's not about by the letters. It's not about by the letters.
Because of that?
Yes. That. Ritz isn't Sukkos. Ritz is there in the Sukkot Pesach Pesach. It's Sukkos. It's Ritz only. So that's number one. So there he brings a riot that Ritz for Sukkos, and Ben Chanan or whatever, Zichar hold that L'chol pops like the Rashi. So you have the Ritz. Tackle this one. There is a Ritz. It's just not there. Second Sukkot he brings is the Rambam by Meir Aglaim. Maltzadam by Meir Aglaim. So he directs, well, Rambam says, we're telling that a Vada came from a Makkah in the Chulchulis or the Shlufchitz or whatever, in the Makkah Meraglayim or in the Meragas, what? Klaius also, I don't think he says Klaius there. I think they bring Klaius by the Chatzatz. We found Chatzatz that they tell Klaius, whatever it is. We're telling that there's a Makkah somewhere. Now, we don't have any idea that there's a Makkah here. Just that since Dan never comes out from Meraglayim, it must be there's a Makkah. So again, if you're going to make up a makah just because you happen to find down the Meir Aglaim, so Kol Shekin, when we know there's a makah, we just don't know it's Moitzi Dam, the Yizich will be telling that. So now we have a Rambam. So the Rambam also must hold your tailor even if you don't know there's a makah, you do a Shemaitzi Dam.
Unless the Rambam itself says it's going to be out, but that's the Moitzi Dam.
Okay. That's the problem. We do the Rambam Yud Aleph, said it. Stimus the Rambam with the other Rambam's makah, you don't need to say it. Okay. And the third sukkah he brings is from the sukkah of Eichen Abodik. The machloek is Tanoim Batsim by Eichen Abodik. If she's Bodik by Eichen Abodik, are we Taylor? And now she finds dam on the egg. So do we say she's Tomei Nida and we assume the dam came from her? Or do we say, no, we're Taylor that must be the egg was dirty and the dam was there before? From a machloek that got smushed on the egg, whatever it is, the dam was already on the egg. Now we don't know that the egg was dirty. So the egg is like a makashena yadur shemaitzi dam. Right, he brings the Rashbam and Ramban there. Rashbam and Ramban and Kufzan. So, fine. So he brings, you have a Rashbam, a Ramban. He brings the Rosh and the Tur also, Rabbi Nachman, the Rambam. They all are muchach, they hold that l'chopach and makash ain't yadur shemaitzi dam, you can be Taylor. So, Lefidei Yitzchak, the Rashbam is b'chlaun out of Das Yochid, he could be even ready to binyan of Rishaynim, and Ramela, it's poshut that you can be same on the Ramos Tzir for the Shvudamot. Okay. Fine. That's he's entitled to his opinion. Don't worry, there's a lot of Bakarinim who pass him like the Ramo without feeling a need to create a lot of other Rishonim. How they why did they not, why are we Mitzaref Rashi that maybe Das Yochid they don't get into? But they're same on the Rashi. So we'll get there soon. So then okay, so that's but Shikas Rashi we're not passing. Like we just tried to show that there's a possibility he's not a Das Yochid. Enough to say that we'll be Samech on the Rambam. So who, Lemaisa, we know, Negeas Allah Lemaisa is a big machlokes. Again, the Ikar this Negeas is Makusha Eina Yidur Shemaitzi Dam in what we're going to call Shaloi B'Shas Vesta. Shaloi B'Shas Vesta is Kibur. So we know the Shach is Machmer. Now, I know some people don't like it when I rattle off lists of names because I think everybody knows our Darach HaPsach, maybe almost everybody's Darach HaPsach, not just to go by lists of names. But I think it is important to know to get a general feel for what are we talking here. So we'll start. I'm going to start trying to show that Lucharyaki Pashtus, the Shach is Rav Minyan Ubinyan of Achrayinim. How can anyone be Megel not like the Shach? So like the Shach we have, Shach who holds that you cannot be Seimach on a Makash in a Yadush and Maitzidam, even Shloy B'Shaz Vesta, in no specific order here. You have the Mamshik, the Taz, the Shut HaBach, Crazy place in negative you the Mabushe Tarach since Sefer Sidi Tarach Chavis Das Tzemach Tzedek Pnei Yeshua Mil Tzedaka Pashtus the Chachmas Adam Rabbi Kiva Eger the Chacham Tzvi at least Shlod Malkam Igun Shulchan Aruch Rav Chazan Ish maybe the Shara Frayim also
Shut Habach
what
Shut Habach
yeah the Shut Habach even was more extreme the Shut Habach holds that you can only be like Mil Tzedaka the Shut Habach is like Mil Tzedaka. He says you can only be tell if it's a makah yodua shemaitzi dam and also yeshla vas kumul
shemaitzi dam.
What?
Which part? Hatan.
Shut habach. Doesn't still you saw the shut?
No, we saw the one in Pei Gimel as an
okay, yeah.
Even the rabbi, but everyone
said
everyone was
going to
be higher or something.
What?
They
bring the crazy
principle. Pei Gimel on it.
He's Meku, but what? Yeah, but now not on Zayikim, only for Reb Nachman's Tashas. He's not Meku for Zayikim. Right. Fine. So it sounds like we've got. I mean, okay. Let's leave off all the ones we didn't hear about. Basically. Okay. So I saw. I mean, different Achrayim brought the crazy placey both ways. So either. Well, let's leave the crazy placey off the list. Where do you have? What mice you have? The Shach Taz. What? Yeah, the Shach Taz, maybe Yehudah, some Seifers, and Yitarach, Havaz Das, Tzalat Tzalat, Nei Yeshua, Mil Tzadok, and Bechur. Rabbi Kivei, fine. Those are the big names. Chamtzei, I mean, fine. Shulchan Aruch Rav, Chazanish, fine. But on the other hand, so it seems like it should be hard to be Meku, but don't think that the Ramah is a Das Yachid either. Because like the Ramah, I mean, you have the Bach, the Chopach, the Bach on the tour. His base is passing like Rabbi, you could be Taylor. That's crazy place. Said it. Put them on both sides if you want. Shemu Meshiv, the Grah, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Bisikol Chalm, as we mentioned. If you want the Binyan Shal Tzimcha, then know that is. The Tzlos of Ice, which is the base.
Someone said Bromok Migra,
no? We'll get
to that.
The Aruch HaShulchan.
The Kudu,
the Mokamigra. Aruch HaShulchan is a Shtikum Mokamigra. But the Tzad Sheini is the Chachmas Adam, and even the Chacham Tzvi are Mekub Mokum Yidra. Even and the Shara Frayim is Mekub Mokum Yidra. The Tzlois of the Beis Mer is Mekub, the Marsham is Mekub, the Binus Adam, the Shev Yankov, which is the St. Presbyterian Shlom. What?
Beis Adam is number 4. The
Binus Adam is pretty clear.
What?
He brings it a Vaz, and he says, Mikan Mokum Lohaku Lohaku Adonai Sisra.
So what? So
we see
the Kram
and Rav behind
the
Shach.
Right.
So really, Rav is like the Shach. Yeah. You're not saying like the Shach, it's like the Ramah. Right. At least B'Shach Sidcha. Maybe not L'chatchilah, but at least B'Shach Sidcha. Because, and then it stems more with what you said in Chochmas Adam. Chochmas Adam also, but Mokum Igun. Chochmas Adam is not missing to go back. Chochmas Adam is saying that Mokum Igun is willing to be back. And B'Shach Sidcha is at least saying, at least Mokum Igun, I have a Rav, but I'm in the Starif to be saying Mokum Ramah. At least that much is saying in B'Shach Sidcha. At least that much. So the Beis Meir, you have the Shev Yankov, which is the Torah Shlom, the Keser Kunudan, the Knesset Yechezkel, the Padus Yimayim, Netzer Shashuim, Binyan Oilam, Shilas David, the Tashbitz, the Maisel, the Yishayim, the Zer Emes, Tzitz Eliezer, Igris Moshe. Fine. So again, the main ones you have Ramah, Bach, Shalomesh, Baruch, the Goin. Fine. Igris Moshe. And Rabbi Yosh is a tzir. Yosh is Semech on the Marfi of a tzir. What? In Mishmas Tara.
She's
a tzir. Tzar, or you wonder if it's another tzir from Rabbi Yosh he brings there? Tzar, or if the dam?
Something down.
Right.
What?
Yeah, it's a different color.
Wait, different color?
It's soft, isn't it? I'm just... Yeah. The Chayef Mavur, then, with his time and the past, because he understood that the past was being the Tari based just on the color. You don't have a problem with being mitzarif the color. But anyway, fine. So number one is, now we have that there's... So what's the point of all the names? Again, what's the point of all the names? The point is not that we're going to count them or whatever it is, or weigh them or whatever, is that we should know that even though that there's a very big... Pashas Rav G'dayla Achrenim were machmer like the Shach, but there is a grace and makom to be makom for the Ramah by itself. There was a lot of G'dayla Oilam who were saying makom the Ramah. Someone who's passing like the Ramah is definitely not mufra. You can't be passing like the Goyim and the Shalom Nation and the Ramah and say that you're mufra. We're not going to do that l'chatchila either. We're going to use saying that the Ramah is at least good enough to be mitzarif now to try to make it so that we now have the Ramah is zikr l'chosh v'shimtzi. But now what we want to do, we're not going to say makom the Ramah like. What are we going to do? Now we want to say, but let's try to make it also that it's called Maitzi Adam. If the Makkah is called a Makkah Shem Maitzi Adam, so then almost less amount of Paul that she's Motzi. Almost. Milt's Duck we're going to leave out. Milt's Duck we're not going to worry so much about. And the Chuvah Sabach, however, fine. But I say, if it's Maitzi Adam, even the Shach is Moida, and all these Achreinim, the whole list of Machmir, they're all Moida. If it's Bade Maitzi Adam, then we're okay. So let's try to make the Makkah Moitzi Adam. And at least, even if we can't say it's Vade Moitzi Adam, or it's Moitzi Adam L'chol Adeis, but at least once I make it Mistometz Moitzi Adam, that should be enough to be Mitzar of Shittus Ramah. That we said that Ramah is B'chol Das Yoch. So for starters, we have to know, what's the Poshta Moitzi Adam? What is the Glata case of a Makkah Moitzi Adam? So the Medayik from the Chassam Sofer, the Chassam Sofer seems to say it has to be the dam is just flowing out of the Makkah. However, the Reb Vazlacher did not understand that way. The Chazanish Mefurish is not like that. Shem Meshach is Mefurish, not like that. The Mashmois in the night of Yehuda was that if your Deichek, B'chayzek and dam comes out, that's not called Maitziya dam. The Mashmois, if you would have been Deichek, not B'chayzek, that would still be called Maitziya dam. So this Mashmois is also not like the from Sefer, and L'chayru...
Maybe this says in a different place, though, and Chazanish also says that even if you want to be telling the Torah's Echek, you have to have a chitimsa that is nidchak also in this case.
I know, 100%. I'm not going to say that some extreme Dorechek is enough to be called Maitzi Adam. That's what I'm trying to get. Right. Samach Tzedek also is mashma that he holds it doesn't have to be Moitzi Adam by itself either, but he says if you touch it and your fingers get covered, get bloody, that's called Moitzi Adam. She reaches in and touches this thing that's hanging out there or whatever, and her fingers, but that's called Makom Moitzi Adam. It's not mamish like the way they medayik from the Sinsayr. It doesn't mean the dam's flowing out. It could be only because she touched it. It doesn't say how gently she has to have touched it or whatever. But it's mashma that that's enough already. That's called Moitzi Adam. So L'chayr, this is what all the Mekilim would say. This L'chayr, and the Chazanish is pretty mafur, and the Chazanish is mafurish like that, Masa. Is what's the, the standard case we're talking about is, or case start, the case in Shulchan Aruch is Roy B'Shas Tashmish. So if this is the type of Makkah that the Eivor B'Shas Tashmish, or the Shem Lameshish sticks in, I think it's a little fun, but if the Nezerah's Yerir Kechetz and it hits this place, if that would be enough to bring out them, or if the chichuch of the Eivor B'Shas Tashmish is enough to bring out them, that's called a Makkah Shemaitzi Adam. And in Nidan Didan, as we said, what's the Shiloh we're dealing with, is the case of Nisha B'Shas Bedika, she finds out on the Eid Bedika. So if it's normal to say that by rubbing it with an Eid Bedika is enough to cause it to be Maitzi Dam, that for our purposes is called a Makkah Yadur Shem Maitzi Dam. So number one is, the Geder of Maitzi Dam does not have to be that it's Ma'am L'Chayra, that it's Mamash Gushing Blah. That means that it will easily, it's likely that under the circumstances that the Shiloh you're coming through, that would be enough to bring them out of the Makkah. A makah she'eni yadu and moitzi dam means that it's yitochen, that even if she rubbed it with an eid bedik, she made a regular bedik and rubbed over the makah, it's yitochen, it's the afal pikin, wouldn't move. So now we understand, which l'chmaisa I understand is the mitzias, is when people go, when a lady goes to a nurse, what the nurse does is she takes like a Q-tip and she rubs the makom that she sees as irritated. And if the Q-tip gets red, she writes on the paper that that's called, Al Yidei Shif Shuf Kau, it was Maitzi Dam. And that, but that's a place, it's called a Maku Yodur Shem Maitzi Dam.
That's if she's going to check.
If she goes to the nurse, and the nurse checks, and she sees there is a Maku.
Not to do a fesket.
She sees there's a Maku. She sees there's an irritation. And when she rubs it gently with the Q-tip, it gets bloody. That's called a maka, yudu shemaitzi dam. And as far as we're concerned, l'chol deis, she's mutter l'vayla, doesn't need shivinakim. No tefillin, no shivinakim, garnished. Said it. So that's the case, bravas. No mamash, no saw, checked, maitzi dam. What other...
And she saw the maka with her eyes?
Yeah, with a motor spiegel, whatever it is, or the mirrors, and so on. However exactly they check, they have their ways they can look and see with the device or with their stamp straight.
Oh, wasn't that enough? That you rubbed the Q-tip lightly on something that she said was irritated. She didn't see the actual
maka. So he's asking how she see it's irritated. And also, sometimes the maka is very much on the outside of the sasayim of the prisoner. Mm-hmm. So then it's very easy to see. If it's deeper in. So however they see, I mean, it's clear already 100 years ago that the Marsham would ever talk about this motor spiegel, whatever exactly a motor spiegel is, that it's some kind of a mirror that they would put in and they could see. I guess it must be sort of like what the dentist puts in your mouth to see your teeth. See the backs of the teeth. Something they can put inside of some makam of Venetia. So if you have that, that's l'chayra, k'dayi se b'kutcha, that it's mutter, and she doesn't even need shivim akim, and she doesn't need tefillah. L'chayra. We'll make a little more complicated a little later. What?
You
have Hafsik Tara, do you like? No, Hafsik Tara is not. Hafsik Tara, we'll wait for Kutsari, not for Hafsik Tara. But, if the case is that she made a bedika, found dam on the bedika, goes to the Rav, and says, okay, have a nurse check, has a nurse check, and says, yeah, Taki, you have an irritation there. That's not going to say, okay, so that bedika was good for Hafsik Tara. That's not going to be enough. There may be a way that the lady who's a Maki Yadua can make a Hafsik Taira, but that will wait for Kutsar Yivav for the Zechon Yais from that, some sort of form.
We're talking about if it's Oilu
from the King
also?
Oilu for Shivin, meaning what? This was her B'dikas Yem Rishon Yem Shvi?
Yeah.
Wait for Kutsar Yivav for that.
So. What's the case with
Amish? We don't want to be Makapa Shivin the King. This lady was making two B'dikas a day. One of the 14 B'dikas during Shivin the King. Kuvtzarivav. Go Yom Rishayim, we're going to wait for... I don't want to get into that now because we didn't learn it. Fine. So what else? But let's say there's no nurses available. Or you don't want to get... If it's tircha, it might cost money to go to a nurse. You might be in a city and Chutzos doesn't have a nurse. What can you do to get out of going to a nurse? So I would mention, depending on how you understand Sivzayin, it might be Pasha that Sivzayin is going to make it a Maka Maitziya Dam. If she had a Maka, and now it's said, that would be a simple case. But it's not Pasha that's gotten Sivzayin. But at least we'll see that will be one of the Tzirufim. So let's go, what are the different Tzirufim we can combine to make a Birur that without a Yediya Ayidei Re'iya, but it'll be enough to say it's called a Maka Yadua Shemaitziya Dam. Number one is if whenever she makes the bedikin, she has pain. Or even without bedikin, she has pain. If ke'ev and tsar, if she has that b'shas re'iyas dam, let's put that. She has ke'ev b'shas re'iyas dam. So the maril, the chokmas odom, the taz, the rikiva eger, the orach hashulchan, the marmshik, the marsham, the shvus yankiv, the tashkutz. All say that is at least a tziruf to say that nistomah, that's enough to tell me that nistomah her makas might see it now. Some of them, we know there's a makah. We know there's a makah. And now I want to make it a maitzi dam. So if there's pain, I should point out the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Chacham Tzvi all speak out. There's going to have to be that every time she finds down there's pain, and when she doesn't, when she has, and she never has pain without finding down. It's going to have to be directly tali zebazeh in order to use that as a tziruf. But you have a lot of achrenim who say, and some rishayim who say that having pain at the time she finds the dam, that is at least an indication, not a raya by itself necessarily, but an indication that Makkah is called moitzi dam. Even by itself? So someone could be saying it even as a tzir to say that she has a makkah. When she's tzar, ke'ev, with other indications, it will tell me she has a makkah. Even though usually ke'ev is not enough to tell me she has a makkah. But could be with other tzirufim, it will be enough even if she doesn't have a makkah yadur. We saw them are using it as a rag that there is a mak.
But if you have
an absolute unit, if there is a mak, you do it in cave alone. It's enough according to many paiskim. But many of these paiskim hold that even without a mak, you do it in cave. But see if other indications will be enough. Right. L'chayah, these cases are all going even when there isn't a mak. Another one. Let's say the color of this dam that she's finding, Aide Bidika, is different than the color of her regular ear. Again, that by itself is not going to be enough. But is it going to be enough as a tziruf? So the Maharal Zeruah says it is. Not exactly our case, but the Pnei Yeshua says it is, the Dvar Shmuel, the Marsham, the Shvus Yankiv, the Chamtzri, the Maram Shik, and the Royosh.
They say over there, Bishma, that it's
Suffolk
dam, or
is it? Rioshi case is Suffolk dam. Others are talking about where it's different. It's just different than
Amakos. It says Suffolk
dam. And some of them even take a little more extreme. I didn't even bring them. But okay, there's other Rachman who I didn't even write here who are willing to use it too if it's very different. Meaning if it was like chatzatz, it was like sand, like reddish sand. That they say that's not reported. That's a raya. It's not the dam. Not by itself. But see, with pain, that those two things by itself makes a maki yidush and mitzvah. The Baker would say that more in Kufzarial. That's a Kufzarial sukkid more. However, the Siddur Tarim, the Tashbitz Mefurish, right that the color of the dam is not a raya if it's a maki. Agam on the pain, the Pnei Yeshua says is not a raya. Pnei Yeshua says the pain is not an indication at all of a maki, even as a tziruf. But he's basically a dasi yachid. On the color, this is the town, the Tashbits are Machmir. A whole bunch of Siddur. Then you have another one, the Lachaira. I don't think the lack of people mentioning it is because it's not so posh, it's more just because it's not so common. Is if there's Muglach, there's pus that comes out with the dam. So the Siddur Tarim, Chacham Sodom, Pnei Yeshua, and Marsham all say that that is a raya, that there's a Machmir.
That's Paris
Ramayim also. Excited. And I think the posh, that's something that's Lachaira. It goes without saying, if there's pus coming out, obviously there's a mak. I think no one argued on Mefurish, and I think those who didn't say it, push it because so most people, even they have mak, they don't have pus coming out.
When it's red, or has red in it?
There's pus coming out, there's red blood coming out together with yellow pus or whatever it is. So it's pretty obvious, it's an infection of some sort. Fine, then to use Sif Zayin as a raya that she has a mak, there's a part of Sif Zayin. What?
The
pus. Zayin?
No, the
pus. Okay, so
these things could qualify in the Maram Shik, if we have all.
Yeah, I'm just throwing out a whole bunch of things that we can put together, and you're really going to need. It's going to be totally in either shimush or a good shikul das to know. There's no, this one's worth 3 points, that one's 2 points. So you need at least 3 out of these 10 indications to be enough to say don't go to it. I'm just trying to say these are a lot of different things that you can put together. I think it's part of the bottom line is, I keep going through different examples. What's the bottom line here? The bottom line is here that in order the shach will be moida that you can be toile in a maka if we know there's a vade maka here that at least under normal circumstances is likely to be. So if you have a lot of some of these considerations together, is it poshut be'enei hamayra hira that she has a maka that's maitzidah? So if she has, so I don't think there's any mathematical formula. If as a tziruf for these different factors, these are all acceptable factors to take into consideration to try to decide, is it poshut to us that she has a maka that's maitzidah? If it's poshut to us she has a maka that's maitzidah, and the mailer, what's the svar is, the dam we find, even the prezrai de bdika, is more mistaber that it's coming from the maka than it's coming from the makar, so you can be tailored, even with that sashaf. So these are just things to take into consideration when you're trying to figure out where's the dam, where's rovachuz, where's the dam coming.
In some cases, even without checking.
Yeah, whatever I'm saying, sometimes one by itself might be enough. Sometimes you might need 3 or 4 of the shvachar ones together.
No,
I'm trying to say, with these things you can get out of sending to a nurse, with some combination of these things, depending, you have to know which thing, you can get out of sending to a nurse. I don't have a clue which things by themselves, which things, these two together, these you'll need 3 or 4 together. I don't have a clue on that. I think that requires shikla, that's not kolofi inyan, really. depends on how much wood, depends on how much of a color difference it is, depends on how much pain and what type of pain, and I think these are just poshtali shikla das in my ro. So if I always find an adam in the same place, Paris Remains, the Tara, Shochan of Harab, Chachmas Odom, and Bikidega, Achas Shochan, Igus Marisha, Tzemach Tzedek, and Chamtsi, all bring is an Ishren, Betz, and Tzitzif, and Shochan of. If she knows that when she's making a bedikah, she scratched herself with her fingernail. So Rishlana Kluger, Meinida brings it, the Divrei Malkiel brings it, and Rav Moshe brings it. It's a shtickl tzarech, even how that by itself, the could be, make it a maka yodua shemaitzidam. Just because we know that a scratch of the fingernail could be maitzidam, but how does that make it yodua shemaitzidam? It's not enough to be that it could be maitzidam. The Rashba's maka also could be maitzidam. You need yodua shemaitzidam. What?
Maybe it's dark. Normal scratches.
You're saying wave scratches are maitzidam. Could be. The Malkiel Kilo says it's poshut that fingernail scratches are maitzidam. Look how it's a
kolifin.
If he knows it, right time you scratch yourself, it's maitzidam. Say that by itself could be enough, which is what Divrei Malkiel Rav Moshe Lechayer Mashma. Even if you're not going to take down such a davar poshut, but again, it hurt her at the time she scratched herself and she found down pinked by that finger or whatever, so that Lechayer Zichah by itself is enough. You have a couple other factors or whatever. That requires poshut. What else do you have? And then you throw in, if you consider the shayla, zikr, if she has a chazkas tayra, or if you call shiv nekiyim a chazkas tayra, that's also something to take into account. If it also, some achrayim want to bring in, if it was just a drop of dam, such a small amount of dam is in darach ha-makar lohaytzi tipa achas, a lot of achrayim don't like that tziruf. But it is, there are chashim achrayim who bring it as a tziruf. This is going to be one of the ones you'll need three others with it to the tzarek. But, it's only going to be a one-pointer, maybe. But, it is. What?
Who brings it?
Who brings Tipa Achas? I have to look back in my notes. I didn't put the names by that one. I think there were two, if I remember correctly, there were two Achanim. We mentioned there were a bunch of Achanim that didn't like it at all.
You see, for her, if it's a lot of Adam, then we're not going to be telling them
the Makkah.
Right.
The Chinuch Beit Yehuda argues and whatever, but yeah. And the Chayyim then also, passions with this, and the Svarat Posh, it should be a Kolofiyah. If depending on what kind of maka do we think she might have, how much dam did she see? Could this dam, is it reasonable? Is it possible this dam could have come from that maka? If the dam could have come from the maka, so you tell me. If the dam couldn't have come from the maka, let's manipulate. You can't be telling that. If there's a machlokes, it's a lachar, has to be a dakas to be machlokes. Could be there's no machlokes. If there's a machlokes, it's a dakas to be machlokes. Because if she scratched herself a little bit with her fingernail, the Chinuch Beis Yehuda is not going to be safe. You can be toilet mamish 5 days of soaking pants. The Chinuch Beis Yehuda wasn't crazy. He wouldn't say such a thing. Mitzad Sheni is, if she had been hazardous for someone, if she got shot in the Isa Makam, remember there's a gaping bullet wound in her makar, so I don't think that the mamshik and the Gilead Marshal are going to be machmer in such a case. Because of course, such a maka could cause her to mamish be flowing blood. I mean, I think these things are seichel dig. It's not chukim. It's not zeris akasas. This isn't.
So,
there's
some of the elements of that kind of case that
you share
the maka that
it
could bring
a damvesta.
I mean, they could bring the same
amount of damvesta.
So, that's
where we're talking. If it's shalei b'shas, if we're talking shalei b'shas vesta, where's rova? Where's rova? The achrei, some of the milstone, they bring. Rei Vakarev, the Lamaisi, forget what the Sugis of Rei Vakarev and the learning Egla Rufa, whatever it is. But Lamaisi, where is it more likely the Dam is coming from? Is it more likely it's Dam Makar, or is it more likely it's Dam Mak? If it's Makam Moitzia Dam, and it's Shaloi Bashas Vesti, it's more likely it's Dam Makam. If it can't be from the Makam, so then it can't be. But
if you know, if you said it, Shas Vesta, you say Vesta would be retired.
Right.
Even though she's seen a regular period, right? This would be retired because it's a time of the island. Must be that
while
we retire,
because
she must have a
marker
that's
going to
take out enough
dam.
Just
like a. Or Luchash is Bishas Vesa, she's going to see Tipachas.
Right now, she's nothing
to about. Right now, she's seeing a regular. I don't know, maybe she did. Maybe she's a regular period, maybe it's part. There are other Achronim who live there, it's only time that she's not Tipachas. It's a small amount, she's not attacked us off. She's a little bit tavern, she sees a lot of dam, she's on there.
It's not like that, though.
There's people that don't agree to that.
Who what?
You just said that that may only be my tipa.
Yeah. Right.
So who knows that like that?
Sure. Fine. And I mean also I had another one here. What's the other one? Ah, well, how come I didn't see it? Here we go. Oh, another thing to throw in here is that when again our cases she found down the bedika, right? So what's the chashash here? Is bedika deraisa drabona? Remember back from last year, most achrayim hold that a bedika batzim is a sofek deraisa. There was no vada hadash. So some hold the bedika is a mamash drabona, but rav achrayim hold bedika is a sofek deraisa. So I'll be mitzare, I can use at least as a tziruf here maybe. The whole shayla is not a vada deraisa. It's coming with sex fakers or whatever it is on something that's already only it's already a suffix. It could be it's a suffix if it's deraisa b'chol. It could be that there was no hargosha.
It's
a suffix hargosha. So suffix hargosha means it's a suffix if it's deraisa drabon. But it knocks it down a step. It makes it easier. There's no question. This is not that's not by itself going to be something to be matter, but it is going to knock it down a step. To allow us to be mekel with the other tzirufim, and who brings that in lamaisa the chavizdash shulchan acharav and the orcha shulchan all bring that as a nekuda, since harugutim's bedika is only a sofik because our gosh.
You need a real big tzirufim, not just a tzirufim, you need like.
Yeah, exactly. You know the elochanami. You'll need a bigger tzirufim. Yes, that is something that you'll need a bigger tzirufim. But it's a factor to take into consideration. Ma'ashenkin, if she had mamashuriyu with our gosh, you won't obviously she's fine. So then we said that we want to be so once. And also, let's just say, so now we said we have a lot of different ways, which l'chayra, some combinations of them are going to be very motzui, on the nidin that's going to come in front of us, to say that she's called Mugder's lady, she'esh makam avadei moitzi adam. So we said, number one is that there's a lot of achrayim who hold like the Ramah, that you don't even need a makam yadur shemoitzi adam. Number two is, it's the stabra that you're going to have between all these different things we're allowed to take into consideration, some combination of factors that's going to let me say that Mistoma, she has a Maka Moitziya down. Really sort of going back to the Ramos case is what's called Yesh Leves Kavur Shlei B'Shas Vesta. We saw Pesachei Tshuva brought down the Chavetz Das, who says that you don't need Mamash HaVesis Kavur, even if she never sees before this day. Ki Leves Truma Sadesh. Now, if the Chavetz Das, who is the Rosh HaMisnagdim to the Truma Sadesh and Kuf Pei Vav, brings it over here, so L'chaya, that something you can pretty easily be semichon. And the emes is the smaller is very shtar, because, as I was saying, what?
He himself says, I'm sham shakasabi shafakak.
And afal pikin even zanir. Were you saying, he's saying, you understood that as if he's saying, but I don't know if it's good, or is...
It's
okay. So I was saying, because I think it's like this, because... You know, this is where we spoke up by Kuf Pei Vav. I don't think that... the Chavetz Das still misunderstood the Chavetz Das.
Thank you.
The Chumash Sedeshin Kuf Pei Vav, what did he really say? Look inside Chumash Sedeshin. He said that really, B'dikas Kaidan Achat Hashvish, Rav Rishen, and hope you don't eat it all about it. It's only Latayus. But, Hayyos were being Machman, requiring B'dikas Kaidan Achat Hashvish, Kaidan Achat Hashvish. So I'll be Mitzarev, a Svara Ba'alma that Mistoma she's not going to see in these days. But you only call it a Svara Ba'alma. He's not saying she's Mamish, a Din Vesis Kavur. She didn't have a Din Vesis Kavur. It's a svar mistoma she's not going to see in these days. And b'tzir of the rav rishayim will hold the kol shalabai lebar b'dika. That's enough to say you don't have to make the b'dika. It can be same from the you can kill the same from the shach from the rav. So that's the chavis das though understood that she was just saying she manages it as his kavu. And he asks, so what you're going to tell me she doesn't find a bainus then? Anyone who never sees before 28 days, so no in a bainus. She manages isha sheyesh leves his kavu. She lay gozu boy in a bainus. The Chumash Sedeshin thought that the Chavetz Das thought the Chumash Sedeshin saying she mamishes din versus kavur. But what's he saying here? Here in the zikr, you don't need a din versus kavur. The Chavetz Das is saying, what I'm telling you, the Chumash Sedeshin better meant himself is a svar ba'alma vadu yam. That about the Chavetz Das is a svar she's not going to, if she never sees later than 28 days, it's mistabar she's not going to see before then. It's not enough to be called isha sheishla versus kavur, but it's a svar. What's the issue here? The issue here isn't the Ramah was never saying that you need it din versus kavur. What I need it to be that it's more mistabra the dam is dam makor than it's dam makor. So I zikr have that even the Chavetz Das is maidu the Truma Sedeshin. a rather a svara ba'alma to say mistama, she's not going to see dam in a makor in these days, that even the chavis nasas mo do you have? And that's all I really need here. I need us to say this, it's more mistama the dam is coming from the mat than the
dam is coming from the makor.
But here, fine. I'm going to go back. Fine. So now we got Lachaira, a lot of Makari. So now Lachaira, I think that we can say pretty safely that there are many circumstances that are going to come that we can matara the lady without even sending her to a nurse. If we have some combination of tzimufim that's going to at least allow us to call her a likely makasha maitzia dam, then we'll then be matara after she tzisramo. Doesn't even have to be muchach as maitzia dam. As long as it's reiv achuz, it's called maitzia dam, but tzir ramo, well, you don't need it to be maitzia dam. I think that's enough. So I think most cases of ladies who in many cases become mefanenu, it's not even necessary to send to a nurse. Fine. Then we have another issue. The Pischazuta makes trouble. He's not the one, he brings down the Rishonim Kluger, I think, is the one who really starts making trouble. But he says that's all good if we know she is a Makka before she found the Dam. But what's going to happen if the lady, she makes a Bedika, she finds Dam? We go, we look at it, it's Vadai, Neitel Admimus, it's Me'oisei Mokum. She's Tomei. Now, all of a sudden, 3 days later, she gets around to going to the nurse, and the nurse says, yeah, you have a Makka. So now what? I'm going to go say, Lamafreya, she's Tomei. Especially, if the Makka, it's only it's a Sofik if the Dam came to the Mas. It might even be a speaker like the Ramon, not even Matade might see a Dam. It's a Sofik, Tlia, Lamafreya. How can you be making one such a thing? What? Pischazuta brings the Rishonim Kluger Meinida and the Yad Yosef and the Beis Shlomo are all machmir. Can't be Matara Nishal Machre.
What if she sees that the Makkah is 3 days old? Louis Hirsch had the kids say that the Makkah is 3 days old.
I don't know, maybe then you could. I don't
know. She doesn't know who's Moise Dam then, but she knows the Makkah is 3 days old. It depends.
Here it's a little bit better, even if you don't know how old it is. Here it's a little bit better than something clear because. Suffix Lee is just something whether this thing exists, but wow, here you have it, Lee, and shines how far back it comes.
But I have absolutely no hechrek at all that on 3 days ago when she made the bidika, there was any map of them. It's like Suffix Arba B'Shuksha Tabachim. I know there's a Shuksha Tabachim, but I don't know if she went there. I know there's a map. I don't know if this eight bedik ever went by the Makkah.
It's a little bit better. It was like Baruch was telling that she went by. She went by Shukshel Tabachim.
Yeah.
And she just had a suffix whether or not.
Whether it was Shabbos or Sunday. Maybe she went by on Shabbos when it was closed anyway.
Yeah. That's something like that.
Fine, so, but the mice is.
Yeah,
so they bring from Suffolk over. The other raya they bring is from Kufzadi Sif Nun Alf, where it talks about three ladies who had a Yoshua Mitach, a Chaluka. So it says that one of them was Bodka Miyad, takes your vases from which she took off the. Hey, so that's going to be Matzah. The Mashmah Nia Bir Miyad. You can't be Matzah, Lamafrei. The fact that if she finds Dam, it's going to be Masal Chavit, but only if she found it Miyad. If she found it Achar Zman, it's not a Bure anymore. Maybe the Dam only came later.
Same
sort of Tlayish. Case there was a Lig, I think the case is going on is, let's say three ladies share a Chaluk, or Yashu Mita Achas. So if one of them, if they wake up in the morning, and one of them, they find Dam on the Mita, they wake up in the morning, so one of them quick makes a Bedika, and she finds Dam on her Bedika. So the other two can be telling her. What if she waited 5 minutes before she made the bedika? For Fallon, can't be telling her anymore, because maybe her dam came afterwards. Good, maybe it came after, but maybe it was already there before. No, you can't be telling, it's only a Suffolk. It's a Suffolk Plea. So here also, this should also be called a Suffolk Plea. I know there's a Makar Adam, but I don't know if it was there back when the Shaila was Naila.
And if she has the cave.
So that's a Shaila. He's even there, he's right connected your time, basically.
Because there's
some.
If it's the same place,
so they're not
there's no way to be aware that you found that.
So they're saying your Kochal can't go backwards unless you have a.
Well, if you were blind with Dov, you could. I didn't say that. Nearly that if the Zerug line was over, it was there before.
It would be a scab.
They would be by
the. A scab, if you see a scab.
What? The scab looks old. You see him there for a
while? The scab is it. The scab is the mice
is. That's the way. But this is all Shitas of Machmir. You don't think I was believing you with just Shitas of Machmir.
Scabs,
I think it was Pesach Shadrings. Yeah, there's a Shitas of Machmir.
No, it's not
the Blunder. There's a Shittas and
Mechilim.
And who is the Shittas and Mechilim?
It's the Blunder.
The Shach.
A scab is a Blunder?
A scab looks old, so Mechilim's a Blunder Dover. It was there. I don't know how long the scab proves. A scab looks like it proves it's an old Mach. It was there long enough to already scab over.
Right.
But how long back?
We're discussing more where you don't have those extra.
Yeah, if you don't have these things. I mean, if you have a Blunder Dover, I think it's Yitochim that even these Machmir would be made. I think so. But you have a shach. The shach l'chayr is muchach not like them. Why? Because the beginning of the Zman we learn kuf pehe. When the shach talked about what's called a good amasla, so one of the shach's examples of a good amasla was she said, I made a bedicha and I found dam. And I thought I was tame. So I put on my big dignitas. And only later I realized that I had a makkah. So you see that if she finds a makkah later, it's enough to be title of dam that she found earlier. He doesn't say how much earlier, but you can be title of nafer or a makkah.
Yeah, but could be there. Oh,
he doesn't say only if she had a
cave. It was 2 days later.
And it's mashma also, she didn't have
a cave. No, it's not
2 days.
It's not a mashma.
It's mashma. She had no idea when she found
it. She had no idea. If she would have seen whatever, then she probably wouldn't have gone into 2 days.
Right.
It wouldn't have been a mashma title if she did.
That was the mashma that wouldn't work even 30 days.
So l'chayre, the shach is... Now, the question is, what do you do when you have...
She saw the dam, and she saw this damaka. She saw the egg. She went after Rav and dam, and the Rav said it's damaka.
He was malach and dam.
Yes.
Anyway,
the problem
with all this is, you've got a big problem with this when there's a generation gap. I mean... I don't know who the Yad Yosef is, but the Yad Yosef stone was also an Adam Gadol. We know Shlomo Kluge was an Adam Gadol. Beishlomo was an Adam Gadol. They didn't forget a Shach. So they threw some on the Shach. It's a problem when you have such a... Nezachon knew that they forgot the Shach. Maybe they make the Tzushta, it's possible.
What was the
Svarat of the Shach? So I think the problem... What?
What's the Svarat of the Shach?
What is the Svarat of the Shach? I don't even know.
And
I don't know. What are you going to do? Let's start going with Suk is the beginning. That day is the leader. With the coming in so hard. Since it's here now, so we mocked it was there from last Vedika, you're still going back and Vedika Nimtzu Chaser, I don't know, you're still going to lose. But the bottom line is, I would say, if this is all we had, I would say it's hard to be Semach on the Shach. Be'etim, I would say it's hard to be Semach on the Shach, because, first of all, the Shach, as you're pointing out, it's a shtick, what's the Svar of the Shach? And number two is, we have Shlesh of Deleil 200 years later, who didn't, for whatever reason, didn't bring that Shach as a right to make.
Who says you found the Maka now? Who says you find the Maka now?
Where she found the Maka 3 days ago.
She
found the scar.
She knew there was Maka, she didn't know it was Mosidam, and now she found there was Mosidam.
She went to the doctor, and the doctor said...
So I'll tell you, and this is, there's no, a lot of detail we can get out of it, but I'll tell you what the biggest riot of the Shach is. The biggest riot of the Shach is... The mimic olam of all the Moire Hira is that when a person comes with a Shailon of Eid, they tell her, go to the nurse, and if the nurse says you have a Maka, then don't worry about that particular dam. Even though it's from a friend. What? So I'm saying that the biggest, the real riot connected, the Pisluzutim, they need me, I guess, the Bishlem is, the minute cannot call Moira here on Klal Yisrael is to be totally my friend.
What if she says it's fresh? Fresh.
How long? Nice shade, how long?
The next day they go.
I don't know again for how long. But then let's also go the other way. So let's say she went to the nurse and the nurse said, yes, you have a mach. Fine. So no question then that evening when she makes her bedika, be told in the mach. The next morning she again finds down, be told in the mach. Till the end of this Shiva Nikki, and let's see, be told on the mach. How long can you keep being told in the mach? Pashas is...
Especially if it's getting close to
Shabbos.
That's what the
Maka is. Yeah. I call it the Inyan.
It's a scratch from an air, it can't be told for 2 weeks.
There's a minigun, let's say the lady always sees in between 30 and 32 days, and now she found something on day 33, and she goes to the doctor, and on day 34 finds a maka. So we're going to say over there too, as a minigun, that.
So I'll tell you,
close to Shas Vesas. It's like she normally sees around.
I'm Rosh Hashanah, and then they want to be talking about Freya. She's saw after Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
And then they found a Maka a couple days later.
So you're going to go, that Minigolim is on that too, around Hashanah.
I'm talking about Shunmiki. You want to know that? I don't know. You have to go move out with the Minig Moira.
If you're ready to go.
I'm just the Minig, you see clearly, definitely do see is, the Minig is not to, there's a Minig not to say, in Torah Lamafreya. That the cloud of the Bishlango that they neither want to say is definitely not this Kabbalah.
What I'm saying is, to make a blanket cloud is very hard, because if you're going to say that by Shimon Nikian, if that's a minute, if the minute is only by Shimon Nikian, that could be because she's basically in the tchum of the Trumas edition in a very deep way. She's making herself Torah right now, and she just finished her Iyo. So, what? So it could be the minig is only in that situation, but if it's the other shas, so we're not really being mishashal with the, we're not making a clear rule out of it that you can go back.
I'm not trying to make a clear rule you can go back. I'm trying to prove that there is no clear rule that you can never go back. That's what I'm trying to say. The main need in the Bishlaim and the Pishazut and the Yadyezer are saying you can never be tangled with Lumafreya. And I'm saying
the same day.
You have to shimush to know what the minig, how far back is that. No, that I don't know. I don't know exactly how. I didn't see Shmuel Kluger inside. The way Pista Zuta brings it down, it's a din for you. Can't be telling my friend. Only Mikan Lahab, not my friend. Once it was only Huchzik one that is down Tomei, you can't go back and be mad.
Tomorrow you find it.
Right, brings the from the.
So then you go, how long would you, so Pashas is how far you go should be a kol of few rois and emirah. How serious was the matter? What kind of matter? How long does it usually take to heal or whatever? And it shouldn't be a sugi b'chlal, it should just be shikla das. Unfortunately, it's not. There's a taz in Kuf Tzadi Aleph, which we didn't see yet. But the taz there talks about a case. It's a little funny because you read the taz and he seems to talk about one case in the Shail and then in the middle of the day, he switches, he doesn't even answer the questions. The case there was a lady who was, she had a choli, she had kidney infection, I don't know what it was. She had a problem, she was seeing this chatzatz, this red sand in her meraglayim, or whatever it is, with terrible pain by her kidneys, and the Taz is zvade, there's a maka. He says, even if she didn't have any pain for 9 weeks, and then the dam came back, the maka stole it. No dam, no pain for 9 weeks, and then the dam comes back, you're still telling the maka. Now the problem, the Taz like 5 lines after that says, well, it's the Darach of Ma'a, not every Maka hurts every minute. It could go away a little bit and come back, and then the Maka's still there. The Maka could still be there, and boom, now it didn't hurt. So there it sounds like he's talking about a couple hours or maybe a day, but he earlier said the Shiloh was 9 weeks. And in ten lines before the end, the Taz says, even if it was many weeks she didn't have any cave, you still say the Maka's still there. So the Chamtzi, as we would have all said, that's ridiculous. I mean, makas never get better. If she 9 weeks she didn't feel pain, the maka got better. Why should you think the maka's still there? It got better.
So it came back.
Yeah, maybe, so now it's a new maka. So now you have to move out.
Now the
dam came back without sound.
No, but since it came back, yeah. So, you know it's a maka with
dam. So for your whole life, you can find
that. Yeah,
she was so slow.
I'm just a hashmata of what we were talking about before is that all these tzimufim you need with coming onto the Ramah, Shleibish has vested the cult and the Trimus Adeshin's vestments and whatever, that was all King Shleibish has vested. If you're talking about his Kena, Menekes, and Luberis, there are a number of Acharinim, and I'm not going to take the time to go through everyone in the crowd who took the Zakena, who took the Luberis, and next, we want to say that even the Shach would be made in such a case. Yeshlo Veshle B'Shaz Vesta, we know, is not Mamash Adin Mesulek as Gom, as we know from Kuf Tzadi. Shle B'Shaz Vesta, she's not Toilin in Isha B'Shaz, in Isha Sheyeshlo. In Isha Sheyeshlo Veshle B'Shaz Vesta can't be Toilin in Isha Sheyeshlo Vesta. She doesn't have a Din Mesulek as Gom. But it's a kain and a muberes and meinakis are toiled in an ena is a kain and a muberes and meinakis. So they're more misalokas dam. So does Achrenim just go, let's put one name on this? Nedib Yudin. Tzlois Abayi Shal Meishav say that even the Shach would be made by a Zekein and Muberes Meinakis, at least one of those three, that she's tired. That she didn't even do a Shemayt Zidah. To say Chavdal Chodesh Meinakis Bezman Hazer seems very dochlik, even though the someone says it. Tzitz Eliezer says it. I don't know why. Tzorach Ian Golan. Tzitz Eliezer says even Bezman Hazer of Meinakis Chavdal Chodesh is considered the Mesulek is Golan. Now.
Because the Pesach Tshuva, all he used that the Zekeina for was to say that she's Yesh Leves Yesh Lo B'Shas Vest.
Okay.
Well, yes, and much more.
He's saying there's more. It's a mamash Pesulek, and Pesulek is Golan that even the Shach of the night.
Does the Meinakis have a regular reel once a month?
Meinakis?
Yes.
It's not the same. Did it have that?
Yeah.
So that's a question of Tzitzeliezer. I don't understand Tzitzeliezer. Why?
No, does it or doesn't? Does she? Who's the neck is full time?
No. Neck is full time, first 6 months after baby is usually not good.
What? Neck
is full time, Shazam. Rave Noshim, the first 6 months after having a baby, if they're nursing full time, are not going to see. Quote that one. Some do.
No, they don't see, but they don't see regular. They don't see the regular 30 days. They don't see every 45 days.
It depends. From what I know of most people, not all, but most people, if they're nursing full times, at least the first 6 months after the baby, are not likely to see. If they still don't nurse by night or whatever, the baby sleeps through the night, then it's a different story. Or they start giving bottles also, it's having babysitters a couple hours a day, that changes things. Different people are different. Many people, Bizman is a stone, for the time of nursing full time, at least the first 6 months to a year, do not see. But listen, she does it.
But it's still the come back regular?
No, usually, again, from what I. Usually, it's not regular. She might have like a 50 day period, and a 40 day period.
For 2 years, maybe for 24 months. It's not a regular. It's
just,
it's a
conflict.
It can't be conveyed
as the. You said it, but not conveyed as the. But to call it, to say that she's managed, Mr. Webb is not gone.
Just once she starts seeing it.
But
yeah,
even when she starts seeing,
she's not seeing
regular.
But Tzitz says even Bizman Hazeh,
Chav Dalet Chodesh. So she sees.
No.
Well, even after she sees?
Yeah, because I'll tell you, Tzitz Eliezer says like this. He says, let's say the lady gets pregnant during those 24 months. So during the first 3 months of pregnancy, we did not gemar, we didn't shulchan aruch, she's not the Mesulek is done. Because she's a Meinakis. So he says, oh, but the mom of Shach. If you're going to go, we did not gemar, so she's a Meinakis. If you're going to go nishtanu ativim with the mitzvahs bizman hazeh, so she's a muberes. So in that case, l'kulei alma will call her mesulek is done.
That is quite something that happens.
What?
To not be mesulek is for 3 months and even Nico while being
pregnant. I don't know. Anyway.
What about a person and a woman get pregnant?
But he makes a huge deal.
If
you go to Din Shulchan Aruch, and if you go to Machlis and Mitzvahs, there's not a set. Why he totally, he makes a huge, so it seems when he says Chavdal Chodesh, he's ignoring the Mitzvahs, there's not a set. And he writes, Afilu Bizman Hazeh. He's saying the whole Chavdal Chodesh. Fine. Okay, but that's, so fine, now get to, I think, the last Nekudas. We're almost finished. I'm a long share. Last Nekudas here. Is the Pesach Shar comes and throws another curveball at us here. He made one trouble with pulling out this Pishazuta. Makes one more call. He brings the Minig, Rabbonim Kshishoi, or whatever, out to Pais. The Minig of Paiskin is that we are not Toilet in a Makkah at all if it's going to go away after just a couple days. Only these cases that are months and months or years that she couldn't be Matar herself, that's when we're going to come on to all these Tliyah B'Makkah. She happens to have a Makkah and it's one day she's going to have to start Shiva Nekiyim again, she's going to lose 2-3 days, whatever. That Minigah person is not to be Tel of the Makkah. Pesach Shah says it. Mechuzfer, I don't think today that is the Minigah of Pesach. Maybe the old ones, not the young ones that everyone goes to. The ones in their 90s, maybe that's the Minigah, I don't know. And the emes is, he himself is Moida, he says it's Muchach. That's not Mekar Abdin, because Kutsari Vav, which we didn't do yet, but with the Surah of Gimel Yom Rishayim, not being Tel B'Makkah, Gimel Yom Rishayim, so the Darki Moshe there says that if it's a maka oiveris, it's a maka that we this kid's going to heal in a couple days. So then we're not telling the Gimel Yomer Rishayim, even if it's Vaday Moitziyadam. Now, Ramah holds that if the Mak is Vaday Moitziyadam, you're telling even Gimel Yomer Rishayim. But he says, not by a Makai Veris. If it's a Makai Veris, so wait a couple of days till it gets better. But what? But after Gimel Yomer Rishayim, even a Makai Veris, you're telling. Now, Ramah's saying there is no din, we're not telling a Makai Veris.
The first 3 days.
That's because, and even that's just because, that is also Gimel Yomer Rishayim. Because he's only, but he's saying, Be'etzim is there's no din not to be told in the Makkah. But that's
easy.
Poseir Shem self brings his dark emotion. Poseir Shem brings the dark emotion and says, it's clear that it's minig Rabbonik Shishai is not Me'ikur Adin. It's clear from the dark emotion, Me'ikur Adin, there's no chiluk Makkah Iveris and a chronic Makkah. Of Adam and Adin, you could be told even on a Makkah Iveris. But the minig of Rabbonik is not to be nifnas into Tzirufim and Shveris Sugyas or whatever it is, to be matter a lady. On a case that's anyway going to get better in a couple of days.
And what, a couple of months?
He doesn't say how long. He's mechalik between a maka that's going to get better soon and a maka that's going to be a long time. I would say though, he doesn't speak it out, but I think it could still fit in his words. If I need to fit in his words, definitely whatever. But I think that Shteminig Apaisim, they're much more mekul than what it sounds like he's saying. Is luchar it depends. If we have a case, let's take a glatta case. Someone went to the nurse, and the nurse looked and said, you have a maka that's vadei moitziya dam. So what was his promise? The Rabbanan Shishai said, we don't want to be nichnas, did I write down his lashon? He said, b'tzirufim mitzumtzom, I think his lashon was tzirufim mitzumtzomim, and whatever. And he said, we don't want to get into all kinds of tzirufim and shvera, tchukim, if you're talking about a case that's glat. This is glad. We know Shivada is a Makam Moitzi Adam. I think that's poshut. There's no Tzirufim Tchuk in here. That's poshut that you can be Matam, that you can be Matam Chatchim, even on a Makam Moitzi Adam. If you got a case where it's Vaday, not Moitzi Adam, you have to start coming on. The case is Machloit is Ma'in. Let's say your case is Mamash Machloit is Ramon Shach. Case is poshut that the Shach would ask you. So now you have to come on to now Rabbi Skolchanan's other Rishonim were like the Rav or whatever. That type of case, yeah, I hear. You're talking about a Shaila Kara. You're talking about a Shaila Karas. If you're going to get into it, it's Mamash, the Machlaik is the Shach and Rei Vachrenim connected the Ramah. So yes, you have a Bismanish like the Ramah to be Mekulam, but don't get yourself into that if it's not a Shach, unless it's Mamash Makom Yigun. You're going to start getting into the Shvacha Tzurufim we mentioned. The ones, you know, of... The Badika's only a Suffolk Hargosh or whatever. Don't get into though. If you have to be Seimach on such a Tziruf, don't do that unless it's Mamash Makom Igun or Rashas Chat Godel Moed. But if you have a case, even take a case where we didn't go to the nurse, but let's throw it. She has Mughal, she has Pas, and she has Ka'e. She has serious pains, and she only has the pain when she finds the Dam and not any other time, and she never has pain without finding Dam. And it's always in the same place, and it's Mamash, let's just throw five good Tzirufim together. So in such a case, I think also, that I don't know if the Pesach Shah was talking about such a case, where I think you can be Matar Berevach. Any case you can be Matar Berevach, it's Pasha, you don't have to send to a nurse. Then I don't know if there was any, if he's being made on such a case that there was ever a minig of Rabbanan Shishai not to be mad to such a thing on a Makarei Veris. That's Lefiani's deity, but he could even be mighty to that. I don't think it's Mughal, but I'm arguing on the Pesach Shah. If I'm arguing on the Pesach Shah, I'm arguing on the Pesach Shah. But I think on such a case he could even be mighty. Fine. So next we're going to do Kufitzai Vav. I think she has been long enough. I didn't have time to prepare Hakdama. So that's from tomorrow morning. I'll try to give some kind of Hakdama Psicha to Kuf Tzari Vav. But B'choyf, we're going to start with, I think Sif Aleph and Beis go together. So, you know, if I'm not going to say the Psicha, Mamash at 9 o'clock, you can start looking at it. If you really finish this, you might want to, you know, chew over a little bit what I said now. And if not, you want to start Kuf Tzari Vav, so you look in B'Siyas and so you figure out exactly where the Gemara is. And sometime over the course of the morning tomorrow, B'li Nether, I will try to give the Olam Hakdama and some Arma for Kuf Tzari Vav. Kuf Tzari Vav, just very, very basic, is Kuf Tzari Vav is Shivanik, is Hefsik Taira and Shivanikiyim. Sif Aleph and Beis are going to talk about Hefsik Taira and Moch Dachuk, when you make it, what it's doing, how you do it, when do you have to do a Moch Dachuk. That's basically Sif Aleph and Beis. And that would be enough to get people going until...